Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 6, Killing of the Demon Putana, Text Number 30. Shri Shukuvacha Iti Pranaya Badhabir Gopi Gopi Bi Krita Rakshanam Paya Yitva Stanam Matva Sanya Veshayat Atmajam Shri Shukuvacha Shri Shukadeva Goswami said Iti in this way Pranaya Badabi who were bound with material affection. Gopi B, by the elderly gopis, headed by Mother Jasoda, Krita Rakshanam, all measures were taken to protect the child. Payaidva, and after that, feeding the child. Stanam, the nipple. Mata, mother. Jasoda. Sanya Veshayat. Made to lie down on the bed. Atmajam, her son. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Sukadeva Goswami continued, all the gopis headed by Mother Jasoda were bound by maternal affection. After they thus chanted mantras to protect the child, Mother Jasoda gave the child the nipple of her breast to suck and then got him to lie down on his bed. Purport, when a baby drinks milk from the breast of his mother, this is a good sign of health. So the elderly gopis were not satisfied with chanting mantras to give protection to Krishna. They also tested whether their child's health was in order. When the child sucked the breast, this confirmed that he was healthy. And when the gopis were thus satisfied, they had the child lie down on his bed. Text 31. Meanwhile, all the coward men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, returned from Mathura, and when they saw on the way the gigantic body of Putana lying dead, they were struck with great wonder. Nanda Maharaj's wonder may be understood in various ways. First of all, the coward men had never before seen such a gigantic body in Vrindavan, and therefore they were struck with wonder. Then they began to consider where such a body had come from, whether it had dropped from the sky, or whether by some mistake, or by the power of some mystic yogini, they had come to some place other than Vrindavan. They could not actually guess what had happened, and therefore they were struck with wonder. Interesting to note that Nanda Maharaj was not with Mother Jasoda and Rohini when Putana came to kill Krishna, disguised as a nurse. And therefore, when he saw this gigantic body, 27 kilometers long, lying on the ground, in the pasturing ground, he was wondering where it came from, which is a normal question. If you went down to Tivoli Park and you saw a dead body 27 kilometers long, you'd probably ask, where did it come from also? So inquisitiveness is natural, even for a personality like Nanda Maharaj. Everyone is inquiring, so he was inquiring about how this happened. Also interesting to note that even in the spiritual pastimes, devotees have some concern about their health. especially Krishna's health. They were always trying to make sure that Krishna was healthy and well cared for. Mother Jasoda would be very concerned about how he ate, and therefore every day she'd have Mother Radharani, Srimati Radharani, come and cook for Krishna, because Srimati Radharani had supposedly gotten a benediction from Durvasa Muni that whatever she cooked would be not only healthy, but not only make people strong, the person who ate it strong, but it also make them healthy, and it'd be delicious. So Mother Jasoda, wanting the best for Krishna, would always have Srimati Radharani come and cook for him. Of course, Jatila did not like that, because she was always suspicious that maybe Krishna has some designs on his daughter, on her daughter, and therefore she was always reluctant to have Srimati Radharani go to Nandagram and cook for Krishna. But because Mother Jasoda would always send nice gifts, cows and jewelry and gold, it would melt Jatila's heart, and she'd allow Srimati Radharani to go and cook for Krishna every day along with her friends. So text number 32. Nanda Maharaj and the other gopis exclaimed, "My dear friends, you must know that Anakadundumbi Vasudev has become a great saint or a master of mystic power. Otherwise, how could he have foreseen this calamity and predicted it to us?" Prabhupada, this verse illustrates the difference between Kshatriyas and innocent Vaishyas. By studying the political situation, Vasudev could see what would happen, whereas Nanda Maharaj, the king of the agriculturalists, could only guess that Vasudev was a great saintly person and had developed mystic powers. Vasudev actually had all mystic powers under his control. Otherwise, he could not have become the father of Krishna. But in fact, he had foresaw the calamities in Braj by studying Kamsa's political activities, and thus warned Nanda Maharaj to take precautions. Although Nanda Maharaj thought that Vasudev had predicted this incident through wonderful mystic powers, by mystic powers gained through the practice of Hatha Yoga, one can study and understand the future. Prabhupada said mystic power means simply something that we don't understand. We call it mystic. Ultimately, all power comes from Krishna. And everything is mystic power. For instance, if you cut your hand, then by mystic power it closes the wound and heals. Now, we don't really have the mystic power to do it, but the body has the mystic power. Of course, I know one devotee, he was traveling in South India and he cut his finger very badly, and some lady came and put her hand over the finger and the wound closed. And then she put it over again and the wound healed. So that's not her mystic power, it's something power that was given to her by Krishna. Matter of fact, the whole world is full of Krishna's mystic power. But people claim it's their mystic power. But all power comes from Krishna. Whatever we can do and whatever we can't do is all by the will of Krishna. Krishna can do everything, and he bestows upon one. Not we ourselves don't personally or directly do anything, because we're simply desiring. We're transcendental to the material nature, and therefore we cannot influence material nature directly, but we influence it indirectly through desiring. And then Krishna fulfills our desire, just like one can understand the flavor of a flower by being near it. So Krishna arranges through his material or spiritual energy the opportunity to fulfill that desire we have according to our what we deserve. But it's interesting that Prabhupada explains that even on the spiritual platform, the Vaishyas are more innocent than the Kshatriyas. In the material world, everyone's quite concerned with how much material intelligence they have to figure things out, to control things. In the spiritual world, people are not very concerned with that. They're only concerned with doing their service nicely to please Krishna. Here, people are very much concerned whether they have the rights, whether they're in control. But in the spiritual world, they're concerned with whether Krishna is happy or not. They don't really concern so much how much control, how much power, how much opulence they have. Although, as we find out in Nandagram, in Vrindavan, they have unlimited opulence because the goddess of fortune is there along with Krishna. And therefore they automatically get all opulence. Not opulence in terms of materialistic computers and airplanes or whatever, into opulence in terms of beautiful gardens, milk, fresh air. The real opulences that make one healthy and happy. It is hard to understand how having a computer can make one happy. If you're crying, the computer can. There's no three-dimensional aspect of the computer. You type it in, and it takes the hand appears out of the computer and pats you on the back and says it's all right. Although computers and other things have their use in Krishna's service, but they're only useful if they're utilized to please Krishna. Like everything is useful if it's utilized to please Krishna. So Vasudev, Krishna gave him the intelligence to warn Nanda Maharaj, but actually what good did it do? Because Nanda Maharaj was trying to protect Krishna, but where did he ever actually protect Krishna? When Bakasura came, when Trinivarta came, when Agasura came, Nanda Maharaj, Mother Jasoda, and the other cowherd boys and cowherd men and girls, they may have been concerned about protecting Krishna, but ultimately they could not really protect Krishna. There was no really need for protecting Krishna. When Krishna goes out into the pasturing grounds in the morning, Mother Jasoda is very much concerned about what's going to happen to Krishna. So she follows Krishna along with the cowherd boys to the edge of the forest and is constantly fussing over Krishna, making sure his dress is proper, he has food, Sudam and Sridam are protecting him from both sides. So many different things. But ultimately, Mother Jasoda is just delaying there, going to pasture the cows. Therefore, ultimately, Krishna has to convince Mother Jasoda he'll be all right. So he tells Mother Jasoda, don't worry about me. Narayan, the Lord of everything, will protect me by your mercy, and Nanda Maharaj's mercy. So Krishna has to have a little smile when he says that, because he is Narayan. There's no need really to protect Krishna. In any case, the devotees have to have that mood because it deepens their love, and that's all that really Vrindavan's about, is how to develop more and more deep love for Krishna so that Krishna develops more and more deep love for his devotees. Everything else is simply a vehicle for that. And if we see things externally, only from the point of view of what happens, we'll miss the whole point. But we can understand that these pastimes are perfect because they've been going on eternally and they're eternally deepening the love between Krishna and his devotees, deeper and deeper, and therefore there's nothing better than them. And therefore we don't really need anything new. We just have to understand what has been going on since time immemorial and how we can fit in there. All these attempts to do something better are just a waste of time. Better means to serve Krishna better, to try to please Krishna better. That's not a waste of time. And that way we can use our intelligence, we can use our imagination and our creativity to serve Krishna better, but mainly through glorifying Krishna more. People will not be attracted by our simply our food or our buildings or even our philosophy. They'll be attracted by our devotion to Krishna. At least sincere people. Because in this age, people will be attracted to anything. We can attract people by so many different means, but ultimately, without attracting people to take part in reviving their relationship with Krishna, it'll actually be a waste of time for them and for ourselves too. So we can read these pastimes with the idea as how this is actually inspiring and developing within the hearts of the devotees more and more feelings towards Krishna, deeper and deeper and more loving feelings towards Krishna, and appreciate that. Even some 100 years ago or 50 years, whatever it is, 50 years ago, whatever it is, all the movies in India were all about devotion. They're all, and therefore they were quite slow because there was actually people talked to each other in the movies. It wasn't just about fighting and sex and all getting intoxicating, making destruction. There were actually dialogues between people. They expressed their feelings towards each other. So nowadays people don't have a taste for such things. They don't have time for developing relationships. They're too busy fighting with each other, exploiting the material energy, exploiting others. It's very hard to try to exploit people when you're actually dialoguing with them, discussing with them. Therefore, people find it very unexciting. So let us keep on. Any questions about this? Okay. The inhabitants of Braj cut the gigantic body of Putana into pieces with the help of axes. Must have taken a little time. The body is, 27 kilometers long? Which is, I guess, between here and what is 27 kilometers from here? What city? Kran. So imagine if you had to cut a body 27 kilometers long between here and Kran, how long it would take? Then they threw the pieces far away, covered them with wood, and burned them to ashes. Because people were a little bit bigger back then, so they could. But I don't know where they threw the pieces. It is the practice that after a snake has been killed, its body is cut into various pieces for fear that it may come to life again simply by interacting with air. Good thing to know. If you ever kill a snake, make sure you cut it to a lot of pieces and burn it. Especially its face. Because if its mate looks into the eyes, they'll see you. And then it'll come after you. Merely killing a serpent is not sufficient. After it's killed, it must be cut to pieces and burned. Then the danger will be over. Putana resembled a great serpent, and therefore the coward men took the same precautions by burning her body to ashes. This is practical knowledge from the Vedas. Because of text 34, Because if Krishna is having sucked the breast of the Rakshasi, Putana, when Krishna killed her, she was immediately freed of all material contamination. Her sinful reactions automatically vanished. And therefore, when her gigantic body was being burned, the smoke emanating from her body was fragrant, like aguru incense. So although these seems like these are just ordinary stories, but if we meditate upon these stories with our, quote, imagination, then the result is we'll actually be on the transcendental platform. That's the difference between reading these and ordinary activities. These, when we hear about them, if we concentrate our minds upon them, or even try to visualize them, or experience them, we'll actually have a spiritual experience that will purify us. Therefore, one could repeatedly read these same verse over and over again and enter deeper and deeper into the pastime. Eventually, when one is a purified devotee, one can actually go there and participate in the pastime. But that may take some time. But in the meantime, these books are windows into the spiritual world. Not only the pictures, but even the descriptions are none different from the pictures. As a matter of fact, the pictures are based upon the descriptions in the Bhagavatam. And therefore, if we paint a picture within our mind, that's as good as a window into the spiritual world. Because there are different types of deities, such as made out of jewels, made out of wood, made out of painting, and also painted within the mind. So can anyone tell me what the verse I just read is? What the description was? Anyone been awake? Because Ananda has a free computer which tells him everything. Can you tell me what the description, what the verse, last verse I just read, the description? Anything about it? Without looking at the computer. Well, what I just read, a description of someone. What was it about? What's that? It was about Putana. Yes, it was about Putana.
She was maybe 26 meters.
26 centimeters.
Everybody was very inquisitive where she came from, and then it's like a snake's body. You should, when the snake is dead, you should cut his body into pieces and burn it.
And what was the unique thing about Putana's body when it was burnt? Yes, it was because why?
She was purified by Krishna's touch when he sucked her milk.
Yes. So imagine how much incense you'd have if you. they probably burnt it for the next 300 years. They had incense, supply of incense. What's that? Yes, yes. Putana Deluxe. Best quality. We can make a deal with the merchants in what's the name of that place in Vrindavan where they sell everything? Lloyd Bazaar. Lloyd Bazaar, yes. We can make a deal with the merchants there. Purport. Such are the effects of Krishna consciousness. If one somehow or another becomes Krishna conscious by applying his senses in the service of the Lord, one is immediately freed from material contamination. Shrimvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravanam Kirtana. Hearing about the activities of Krishna is the beginning of purified life. Punya Shravanam Kirtana. Simply by hearing and chanting, one becomes purified. Therefore, in discharging devotional service, shrin, shravanam, kirtana, hearing and chanting is most important. Then, with purified senses, one begins to render service to the Lord. Rishikena, rishikesha, sevanam, bhakti uchite. This is called bhakti. When putana was somehow or another, directly or indirectly, induced to render some service to the Lord by feeding him with her breast, she was immediately purified. So much so that when her nasty material body was burnt to ashes, gave off the fragrance of uguru, the most agreeably scented herb. Has anyone ever had incense made out of uguru? Aguru. Aguru, not guru, aguru. It's a type of herb. No, okay. I'm surprised. What's that?
Herb is not there, but putana stuff.
Yeah. You have to burn them. Anyhow, I'll stop there. Thank you, because we can go on. This is an interesting story. But any questions or comments? Yes. Here's a microphone coming.
Yesterday in the class, someone asked that what are the qualifications of going back to Godhead?
Yes.
I think you said that unless he is on the platform of Bhava, he cannot go back to
Godhead. You can't go back to Godhead and the platform of Bhava either. But at least you can go to join Krishna in the spiritual world, at least in a material planet, where there's a, you get a chance to get trained up by the residents of Vrindavan so that you can become qualified to go to the spiritual world. The minimum qualification to be in the spiritual world is Krishna Prema.
What if one has not reached that platform, but at the end of the life one remembers Krishna?
Remembers Krishna? That's good. But how deeply do you remember Krishna? Then you come back, you become another as a devotee somewhere else.
But he doesn't join the past
tense in
any other material?
No. I mean, remembering Krishna, I can remember Krishna right now, but that... Why do we have to wait till the moment of death to remember Krishna? If we remember Krishna fully, when we come to the platform of full Krishna consciousness, we don't have to wait till the moment of death to go to the spiritual world. We'll be in the spiritual world. But now we can remember Krishna, but that doesn't mean we're in the spiritual world in the sense that we're on the spiritual platform, but not fully. It's called mixed devotional service. It's not complete experience. Complete experience is beyond our conception. It's gradually revealed to us by remembering Krishna. But certainly it's better to remember, it's auspicious to remember Krishna at the time of leaving this body. That will mean that at least we'll go back, we'll go to join Krishna in some other, well, we'll be able to join the devotees and continue on with our devotional service in our next lifetime.
And what if somebody is not able to remember, let's say somebody, leaving the body because of some accident and is very, is not conscious at all, and then he is not able to remember?
Yeah, if they ask Krishna, I don't know, I'm not in charge of him. He's been sending people around since time immemorial, but I don't know all the details. When you see Krishna, you can ask him the question. He knows all those answers. Anything else? Hvala, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.